Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you ready for the weather? Whether you're in the East Coast or central, areas of the country, the weather has been very weird and unpredictable. If you're in the western areas, you've gotten rains and heat. And are you prepared when you're driving your kids around? Are you prepared at your home for those days when you may be told, don't go out driving around? Do you have all the necessities that you need? My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Murray. She's a Department of Emergency Medicine in the Division of Pediatric Emergency Medicine at Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester, New York. So, Dr. Murray, you know something about this snow thing because you've been dealing with it as well as we have. Now, if you were to go out in a car and you've got your kids with you and some of this weather has been just crazy, what do you recommend parents? As an emergency medicine physician, what do you say you've got to keep this in your car?
If you have to go out, which I guess that would be the first thing, is don't go out unless you absolutely have to. But if you have to, what you need is age-appropriate things. You're going to be going through different phases of life, whether you have a six-month-old or a six-year-old. So you need to have stuff to keep you and your children physically safe and prepared to get out of an emergency. For example, do you have emergency contact information? Are you part of a AAA or some type of roadside assistance? And do you actually know how to access those resources? Do you have things like flares in your car? So if you're off the side of the road and can't get going, are you able to make yourself visible in a safe way so other cars know you're there? And then again, do you know how to use them? You'll hear that's going to be kind of a common theme for me is, do you know actually how to use or enact the things that are in your plan? Because we find time and time again that people have a plan, but when they actually go to do it, they realize, wait a minute, I have questions. I haven't actually done this before. I had a great plan, but I don't know how to actually do it. So having the things and having the ability to use them. Do you have a blanket? Do you have diapers if you need them? And do you have jumper cables? Things to keep yourself visible to others, things to make other people know that you are there, and things to keep yourself warm and safe if you actually stuck in your vehicle, again, that are age-appropriate for your family members or perhaps pet-appropriate if that's who happens to be in your family.
I think that is great advice, Dr. Murray, is that know how to use these things. If you're going to have flares in your car, if you're going to have jumper cables, make sure that you absolutely know how to use them. And having your AAA card, knowing who you call, when you call, that's important, very much important as well. And I'd like to just add my own in to keep a bag of kitty litter because it's easy to get stuck in the snow. And kitty litter is just one of, or salt, but it's just one of the best things. You can just pour it under your tires and zip your way out of a little stuck spot because that, really does help. But those are great. Now, what about first aid kits? People say, my car came with one. Or do you recommend we carry little first aid kits around?
I think it's important because you never know when even a simple cut or scratch is going to come up. But again, it's important that you know how to use them. I mean, I think part of being a global citizen means everybody should know basic CPR and first aid, especially as a parent, because you might be the one called on to use those potentially life-saving skills. So again, having that skill before you're faced with the situation. Then having simple things like Band-Aids and gauze and bandages are going to be important. Maybe some antibiotic ointment, but again, in a car situation, probably not a bigger deal. But if you are in a situation where somebody is having significant bleeding, you need to be able to control that bleeding, at least in the short run. Again, there's going to be scratches and scrapes when kids are around, and a lot of kids love to acquire as many Band-Aids as possible, and that'll be fine. But I would limit it to the things that you'd have to act on immediately because there's really a crisis going on. Safe space. There's always going to be tons of stuff that you need to have in your car from sports equipment or groceries or things like that, but limit it to the things that are really going to help you in that emergency. Now, having said that, the thing I would always carry with me are kind of fact sheets on my family members. So what I mean is, say your child has an allergy, say your child has an unusual medical condition or needs to take medications on a regular basis or because of a special condition gets their care out of a certain hospital hospital, have in your glove compartment a little data sheet on each of the people that are potentially traveling in that car. So if responders come and they can find that information, they'll know exactly how to provide the best care for your family members if, say, God forbid, you're unable to participate in that child's care.
And one thing more, what about food and water? I mean, as you say, safe space. So would it be prudent, Dr. Murray, to keep a little thing in the back in your trunk just down below, like a little sort of shoebox that has a couple of bottles of water, some granola bars, you know, stuff that doesn't go bad, and just that's kind of just there all the time?
You certainly could. You certainly could. And I think that this is a kind of a great reminder to, you know, we say change your batteries when it's daylight savings. I think that all safety things should be reevaluated and looked at again when we're changing our batteries for daylight savings. So, you know, if you are going to have a kit of granola bars or maybe some trail mix or some type of bottled water or energy drink, make sure you're changing those things out every 6 months, because even though things don't go bad, eventually they go bad or they get smushed or something happens to them. So make sure that you are rotating those things out and make sure, again, that they are age appropriate. You know, we always kind of joke that people always put cans of beans in their disaster shelter, but nobody wants to eat a cold can of beans. You need to make sure that you've got things in there that are going to be something that your family is actually going to want to eat and serve a purpose. This is not the time to be going healthy snacks. This is the time for high-calorie, energy-filling, kind of high-bang-for-your-buck snacks, if you will, that is going to be perhaps a small quantity but yet very, very filling.
And, you know, I would like to appeal to the parents listening, because there, you know, there are circumstances a lot this winter we've seen where people are stranded in their cars for hours, or you do slide off the road. And me personally, I make sure to bring my warmest hat, gloves, boots. Even if I'm just driving the grocery store or with my kids, they have to bring theirs too. They don't have to wear them, but they have to bring them. And they say, Mom, that's ridiculous. Come on, we're just going to the store. But I'm like, you don't know.
Right.
And this weather, it's negative 12 outside. What if my car won't start? It's just prudent. Now, we only have a minute and a half left. What about in our homes? You know, there's Red Cross disaster kits, and they say keep in a closet somewhere. What do you think are the most important things we need to keep in our homes?
I would keep that same fact sheet about each of the members of your household, and then your kit is going to be kind of dynamic. You know, if you have a six-month-old child and a seven-year-old dog, that's going to be a different looking situation than twin three-year-olds. So you're going to want to have that kit change with your family. Every 6 months, you're going to look at it and say, all right, do I have food appropriate items that are going to last? Do I have the other supplies that I need, whether it be diapers and wipes and things that I'm making sure that I'm not depending on water? Do I have things that have an energy source other than out of the outlet in the wall? And do I have an ability to charge my phone if I need to? And do I have any potential medications or information about medications that my family members might need? You know, we know that when a disaster hits, people often can overwhelm the cellular service. So we know that actually sending out text messages in a disaster can be much more efficient and work better and get the signal out faster. So having a plan of how you're going to reach out to your family members that might be worried about you, having a plan of how you're going to get out and get to a location, whether it be 100 miles away or just five blocks from your house, making sure that information is known to everyone in your family that might come looking for you is going to be important. But having those activities that are age-appropriate, that are low-impact, like coloring books, self-sharpening colored pencils. Again, you don't want a pencil sharpener, but you want to make sure the child has that activity to do. Snacks that they enjoy eating, diapers if you need it, other the similar type first aid equipment, and then batteries, flashlights, radio so you can hear the communications going on in the world around you, and you need to be able to have this in a little backpack bag that you can carry and grab quickly and go. The other thing I think is important is make sure that you know that as a parent, this is your job to do. Kids are going to be able to be involved and to help based on their age, but we want to make sure that we're not overwhelming them in the setting of a disaster. It's much more
likely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's great advice, and thank you so much. I'm sorry we're out of time. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.